Hey, sis. Okay, if it is your last year or last semester of college and you're preparing to graduate and you're feeling all of those graduation jitters, or you're just so done that you actually can't find the motivation to keep trying, or maybe you're just riddled with anxiety because you don't know what comes next and you're scared. Well, in this bonus episode, I just want to give you guys some encouragement and remind you of the fact that you're not alone and you're loved and you've got this. So, friend, let's get into this episode. Hey, sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. To think that I graduated in 2022 with my bachelor's is just so weird to me. Life looks incredibly different now, and it honestly feels like two separate lifetimes. And with Easter coming up, the end of the school year coming up, and so many decisions to still make, I'm sure that you are feeling overwhelmed. And the stress of the end of the year is weighing on you, and you just don't know how to process it. And so I want to encourage you, sister to sister here, I have been there. I remember those days of wondering what comes next. What do I do? Where do I work? How do I deal with the stress that I'm feeling? And I need you to understand that as somebody who has graduated and is now an entrepreneur, has a baby, and loves life with her family, married for almost 4 years, as somebody who has gone through it, I want to encourage you that you will actually never fully understand what comes next. That might be terrifying to hear, but it might never You might never have that full realization until you're living in it. And then you'll look back and say, wow, my expectations were so off. And you'll actually find that your expectations were nothing compared to what actually turned out and what actually ended up happening. And the reason being is that if you are a believer in Christ, He has such beautiful plans for your life that you will never be able to imagine until you are there living in it, and He is using you for His glory, and you will look up at Him and say, wow, Lord, thank you that it wasn't how I wanted things to be, but it was how you wanted things to be, and it's so much better. But where you are at right now and the stress that you are experiencing and the confusion and the wondering, I want to talk to you specifically in your situation today, not in what comes next, but in where you are now, because that is important, because that can set the tone for what does end up happening. And so with Easter, I have this analogy I want to present to you, and it's a little bit punny, so bear with me. But I want to ask you, what basket are you putting all of your eggs? Because we have this phrase that people say, oh, don't put all your eggs in one basket, kind of as a way to like protect you and to keep you from jumping all in into something that isn't going to be beneficial to you. But I think that if we choose the right basket and we put all our eggs into that, we will actually be the safest we could ever be. And so, friend, I want to read you Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. This portion of scripture, Matthew 6, this is where it talks about don't be anxious about anything. It talks about, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? It's actually referring to finances, because the portion right before it discusses that you cannot serve God and money. And it talks about the fact that we have to have such dependence on the Lord with our lives and our futures and even just our day-to-day living. What he calls us to do instead of worry is to seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and then the rest of it will be added. He will take care of it, and that we are not to be anxious about tomorrow. Verse 34, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The reason I ask you, in what basket are you putting all of your eggs? Is because I believe that if you surrender everything to Christ, if you give your all to him, your future, your confusion, your stresses, your degree, your friendships, every aspect of your life, and you surrender it to him, there will be a peace that comes from that decision that will carry you into each day of your life. And it will prepare you for whatever you will face, because you trust that he is going to take care of you, that he is going to take care of the plans. Now, I'm not saying that you just throw up your hands and don't care about the decisions that you're making. That is not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you make each decision based on the Lord and what he has called you and told you and led you to do. If you are doing it for him because you've surrendered everything to him and you're trusting him with it all, then you're able to make decisions that you know will be right. And because we're humans, that is going to take practice and time. I am still struggling with that. I am still learning and growing myself. You are not alone in this. It is something that I think all of humanity deals with, because it's a control issue. Control and worry work hand in hand. When we feel out of control, we start to worry because we're not trusting that God is going to take care of us. But if we remind ourselves to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if you put all of your eggs into this basket, if you decide to surrender all to Christ, then we really can be at peace. I would love to finish off this episode by praying with you. I know this is definitely different than my typical tactical public speaking tips episodes, but I think that this is so important, because if your identity is rooted, if you have surrendered all to Christ, then in each step that he takes you on, whether it's to speak on a stage and speak in front of a crowd or whatever it may be, you will have the confidence and the ability to do it without letting fear hold you back. And if you really want any help with figuring out, how do I even start with public speaking? How do I even figure out how to meet my audience needs? And how do I figure out how to deal with this social anxiety that cripples me and speak from a place of confidence? Well, I am now offering a 60-minute coaching session, and we will discuss all of that. We will dive into your specific speaking needs and tackle them together so that you can become a truly confident speaker. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to sarahfernandez.co, and the link is in the show notes below. Now let's finish off this episode by praying, and that will be all. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this listener. Lord, I remember those days, and I pray, Father, that you would meet her exactly where she's at, that you would help her to find peace in you, that you would give her boldness and strength not to worry about what comes next and not to worry about today, but to trust, God, that you are sovereign and that you care so much about her and about her needs that you will meet them however you choose to, and that she can trust that you are good and that you will lead her, God, to bring you glory and praise, and that you will take care of her and you hold her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alrighty, friend, I will see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.